Hello again, Gordon Smith here with Look and See. Look and See is my photoblog, where I publish a handful of photographs every day, where the photographs have been taken that day. And today is Wednesday, October the 20th. I went into town in the afternoon, and the photographs today have been taken in the park in the centre of town, down by the creek. Well, this is the third day of rain. Perhaps you're sick of hearing about our rain, but it's all very exciting for us. 77 millimetres, 3 inches of water has fallen in the last 3 days, and that's about 10% of our annual rainfall, so it's reasonably significant for such a short period of time, especially during drought conditions. And the weather forecast is for more rain. So maybe at the weekend I'll go and see what the local waterfalls are doing. There's quite a few in this area, being at the top of the gorge country on the escarpment. The waterfalls are quite significant, several hundred feet worth of drop on a few of them. Temperature-wise, 10 to 16 Celsius, 50 to 60 Fahrenheit. And much the same for tomorrow, a little bit cooler in the morning, a little bit warmer in the afternoon. Well, the first few photographs today are of the creek itself. The creek isn't particularly large, but it travels east-west through Armadale. Armadale's in a valley. And the significant thing really is that the creek, although it is up and flowing, isn't overflowing. So even with this volume of rain, it is not draining much of the water, which is really good because it means that the water is soaking in rather than running off and into the watercourse. The third photograph is of one of the north-south roads crossing the creek, and you can see that there's only a pretty small pipe, drain pipe, through the bridge, more of a causeway really, and there would be, 3 or 4 foot difference between the level of the road and the level of the creek. But, and especially over summer, after some heavy thunderstorms, the runoff into the creek is great enough such that the creek rises and crosses the road, and it can cross the road by several feet, well, maybe 2 or 3 feet. So the volume of water can be quite extensive, causing the roads, a few of the north-south roads, to be closed to traffic, and there are only a couple of high-level bridges that can be used when the creek is in that state. The fourth photograph is one of ducks in the rain and an ornamental bridge over a small drain in the park between the creek and the CBD. And this photograph really is just to illustrate the rain that's falling from left to right. It's maybe not really obvious that there's rain falling there, but if you look at the trees in the background, they're obscured slightly by the rain. And I've suggested in my caption that the ducks must be quite at home here, but just looking at a few of them, I think they're getting a bit fed up of all that water. The fifth photograph is of a fountain in a pond on that same park, and it just appealed to my sense of the quirkiness that here we have a fountaining into the rain, and falling onto the water in the pond. So we have three sets of water in the same photograph. And the final photograph for today is of some water lilies. Can't do without my flora in some of the photographs. And the large drops of water sitting on the floating leaves are quite impressive. We haven't seen this around here since last Saturday, and even though that's only four or so days ago, that's quite amazing for here. People will no doubt be getting fed up of the overcast weather soon, just because that's what they're not used to. Well, there you have my selection of photographs for today, Wednesday, October the 20th. I'm Gordon Smith, and you can email me at lookandsee@gmail.com. Thanks for stopping by and having a look at the last few rainy days in Armidale. Hope you can find some time to stop in again and see what I found to photograph. Bye for now.